We're doing many things. I mean, as you've said, Brazil has a vast forest cover. It's the rainforest, Amazonian forest, which has the size more or less of Europe. And we've been since 92 trying to come up with good public policies and legal framework in order to reduce deforestation, but also, and most importantly, to put into practice sustainable forest management.
What are the major challenges that you face in terms of sustaining the forest cover?
I mean, there are many obstacles to that. Mainly the one on capacity building and human resources that can do this work, and also the one on financial means. I mean, we need to have sufficient resource mobilization, both domestically and internationally, to help doing what we need to do in the forests.
Forest hero Almir Surui from Brazil said in his press conference that there is a perception or tendency in his country to equalize development with cutting down trees. What are you doing about that?
Maybe he was a bit rhetorical on that. We cannot equate development with the destruction of forests. Maybe that could be a perception that was true many years ago, but things are changing in Brazil, and I think that we're trying to do what is expected from a country which have very important responsibilities also at international level.
Now, I know that there is a large Lebanese community in Brazil. Maybe they account even more than the population of Lebanon. This community, is it involved in any sustainable plan? What are they doing? Are they being helpful?
Well, I don't have a specific answer to that, but for sure we have a very important Lebanese community in Brazil, mainly in the southern part of Brazil, São Paulo, but in other cities too, in the Paraná state. And they are totally integrated to the Brazilian society, and they've been doing a wonderful job, mainly on the services sector, but I think that also in the industries and maybe at the level of the forest. The sustainable management forests, for sure.